All right, update on the injury report. Julius Thomas was limited. Brian Dawkins, full. Eddie Royal, full. Demaryius Thomas, full. And Willis McGahee, limited. Can you guys keep it down?
They're really excited about the injury report.
I am. It was real exciting.
Feels like Miami in October today here, huh?
It's been nice. We had a good day yesterday, good day today, and I'm sure we'll have a nice day on Sunday.
What do you think makes a team, certain teams have really high winning percentages or really low winning percentages following a bye week? Is there a different kind of practice week following a bye, or how do you explain that?
Well, I think I always go back to it's not so much where and when, but who. So that has as much to do with it with anything as who yours are and who theirs are.
The good teams have good records after the byes. The bad teams don't.
Very good.
you guys are heading to Miami early. I know Tennessee obviously didn't come up with the win, but we're in it. You think that helped and think it'll help again?
Well, I think, at the end of the day, as a coach, I thought, we were fresh. We played well, but not well enough to win, as you mentioned. So that's what I look for is the zippiness and, the readiness of the team. And so I felt good about that part. Didn't feel good about the result, but we hope we can get a better result this week.
Well, I know this seems like Ian's going to go with the game, but there were some questions after that about this JD and then Tim with the snap. Is that something that you just, with extra reps in practice, think is will work itself out, or have they worked extra together during practice?
Well, all the above. I think Tim's obviously got all the starter reps, whether it was last week or this week. And with time, you get better. And so whether it's under center, shotgun snaps, reading defenses, executing the offense, with those experiences, it gets better.
What have you seen out of Brandon Marshall this season in terms of I'm sure you've coached against him.
Well, there's no question he's a talent. He's a big physical guy. He's a big target. They utilize him, quite a lot in the red area. He's, definitely a Pro Bowl caliber type of talent.
Hey, Coach, what's wrong with McGahee? Is he just banged up, or is he just sickness? Or?
Just rest.
Okay.
With Brandon, this is his first full practice since that San Diego game.
Yeah, I think, the time during the bye week, he did have the neck issue in the San Diego game early on. And then, I think just with time, he was able to heal up and feel much fresher and feel better.
With Brandon and kind of his history here, and then I think last week he was pretty outspoken about playing emotionally. Does that go into account at all when you guys are game planning for him, the history he has here and maybe some of the players on this?
Not so much. I mean, I think, there's familiarity. It's like division games. Same way when a player has played somewhere, they're familiar with, the players where they used to be. And typically guys get a little extra juiced up to play against their old team. And I think, not just in his case, but, I've seen many cases like that.
Like the idea of Champ versus Brandon Marshall should be
I'm sure they'll see each other a little bit.